and story. Gosh, we can show, I mean, it's possible to do that in this format. This Indian monk coming with the real thing. And he's a humble monk, just following the instructions of his guru. To spread this all over the world. And it's about loving each other rather than hating each other, about serving God together rather than fighting, about us being a big God's family rather than different religions fighting each other, you know, that kind of thing. Living non-violent, not eating animals, and, you know, violence feeds violence, and so on. I mean, which is a message and a format of it that is so powerful that this humble monk sitting discussing with a friend, I'm not talking about Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his godbrother Sridhar Swami, where I saw a dialogue between them where Prabhupada said, I think this has the potential to, you know, I don't think he said take over the world, but really become guiding for the whole world. Now, we just want to show, again, a cartoonish scene here, which I think would be interesting. That there are, or not in one picture, but weave it into the story maybe. They are now in the West, and there are all these old religious traditions, the old colonialist traditions, and so on, old European traditions came to America, and you find there these, and we could, I think, make it in a way that it doesn't look like some crazy conspiracy story. Just, you know, these big, and it's a story anyway, right? So these big people there in the shades, in the shadows, because that's where they are, they look at this, and then you can see it from above. I'm talking graphic novel panel here. You see there down on the ground something that could be Europe, because we are a little bit in a kind of 3D map looking mode here, such as they sometimes do in the cartoon illustrations, political satire, whatever. So you see Europe down there. You could even, you know, say the name of it, whatever name we're going to use. And we don't need that. We just show that here is a world that is kind of grayish and darkish. And it could look a little like the, you know, Kingdom of Sauron or something. And over there we have a light spreading. Light of love and truth and, you know, dancing on the streets and chanting the names of God, whatever religion you come from. And they can see, oops, that can get very popular. Never thought of that one. You know, we see them sitting there in the chambers and the big, powerful power buildings. And this shadow side of the world could threaten our control. Something like that, someone else says, they're sitting there in the room. And the third one said, or they tell a third guy, who looks very slick, you take care of it, right? Sure. Trust me. And, well, you could have it that, you know, we're down on the street where these Hare Krishnas are dancing and chanting. And that guy, the slick guy, is now in hippie clothes. And he goes there, yeah, cool man, peace, love. It's not very difficult to pretend to be a hippie. And then they, you know, the girl comes there, gives him a flower and prasadam. Take this, it's called Burfi, and come Sunday to our temple. Sunday feast. So, yep, takes that invitation card, and he's there at the Sunday feast. The great guru is talking. What a pile of rubbish. But I can understand, I mean, now this guy is thinking that it was, you know, an agent for the power people, but now acting as a hippie, right? And he's like, when, but I can see this is very well done. I can see that this there is power here. So I better be careful. And now we're into some kind of, you know, Hollywood action film or something. Kind of make it that way just for fun. And then he is approached by, you know, a couple of enthusiastic post-hippie disciples of the guru, the master, spiritual master. And they preach to him, and whoops, he is one of them. Shaved up, everything, boop, boop, brahmachari. Hey. Krishna's mercy. You are awakened. They look at him, newly shaved, newly, and he is now Bhakta Joe, or whatever he is. And then we're back in the big rooms there. And they stand there, these men and ladies, the controllers. And they go. So how is he going to do that? And the lady maybe says, you know, well, well, if you can't defeat them, you take them over from within. Where you can infect them. By changing their teachings. To ours or into something destructive. So they destroy themselves. I mean, that kind of talk, and we're drawn into this. How they're looking at, and is it possible that there can be these levels and people looking down then? So we could just step out of that and into some other scene where someone is saying, but you really mean you believe in that? It could be someone that Peo is sitting with around the table, and one of them comes with this story. And Peo and the other, Peo just looks at this. We got proof, and I know who it is. And they poison Prabhupada. Because he was about to really take over the world. And now we are in a story, right? We can change the names to anything. So I don't know whether it should go under the master or we just throw it in here as a little precursor to the master. Maybe, I mean, that would be elegant if we think in terms of 10 volumes or something. And we'd try and get a little bit from each one of those volumes into these first chapters.